Educational energy fairs are few and far between in this country. Only a handful of cities or towns gather experts, create a venue, and schedule lecturers to talk directly with people about the still relatively mysterious technologies. But the town of Floyd in southwestern Virginia held its first last year, and next weekend it will hold its second annual energy fair.
It's at beautiful Chantilly Farm in Floyd, and it's a scenic venue that is hard to beat.
Rick Brown's an electrician who works with conventional and renewable energy.
One of the things that attracted me to Floyd was that there was a center here focusing on renewable energy, Association of Energy Conservation Professionals, and through them I learned that there were a number of solar electric systems in Floyd County that have been in place for 20 years.
Brown has designed a portable solar generator, and he has solar panels on his house. He'll be giving a talk on the different types of solar arrays and how they work.
You know, we have three basic types of solar electric systems. We have the standard grid tie system without batteries, and then we have a grid tie with battery backup, and then we have your off-grid system. And the latter is exclusively batteries. You are your own power company. There's no incoming energy. It's all you.
But it's not only the different flavors of solar and wind, for that matter, that can be confusing. The whole process of adding renewable energy can be difficult, and many people are concerned about the upfront costs.
But something that we're going to be spreading the word on is that there's a lot of USDA grant opportunities for agricultural producers and also rural small businesses.
Dustin Valleys is with the Center for Wind Energy at James Madison University.
Through the Rural Energy for America program, you can offset 25% of the total eligible cost of the system. So that rate, or that percentage, 25, is fairly significant.
Valleys focuses on what's known as distributed wind power, small producers with turbines making electricity for themselves and sending the excess to the grid.
Right now, if you were to add up all the little small residential turbines that we have in Virginia, presently we have about a megawatt of small wind.
Remy Pangle is associate director at the center. She says its goal is to triple the amount of wind power in Virginia over the next few years. There are no utility-scale wind farms in Virginia, but that's about to change. Charlie Johnson is with Apex, which has installed several wind farms out west where the winds blow strong. But he says technology has improved enough for wind farms here to make financial sense.
And, you know, finding the right spot for a wind farm could bring that power closer to demand. And we think we've found a few here in Virginia that make a lot of sense, specifically our project in Botetourt County that has received its state and local permits.
Johnson says the next move is to find the right purchaser of the wind power, most likely a private or commercial entity. But opposition to wind farms remains a concern.
The biggest problem is convincing or talking to the people about the cost. Knowing you're doing a good thing for the earth and then seeing a return on investment are two different things. They're two different sides of your brain, you know?
And two different sides of the coin when it comes to the intangibles around renewable energy. Here's Rick Brown.
Solar is like one of those industries where people ask, what's the return on investment? Where they never ask, what's the return on investment on an oil furnace or a Harley-Davidson motorcycle?
Brown, Pangle, Valleys, and Johnson will all be at the Floyd Energy Fair next Saturday. There'll also be 5 Tesla electric cars for visitors to ride and a kid zone where they can build their own wind turbines. I'm Robbie Harris.